This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
It's David Morgan with you for the weekly perspective and a couple things to go over. First of all, we had the interest rate move up like almost everybody expected, and it basically turned into a non-event, meaning that stock market shrugged it off. Stock markets around the world are actually at a new high. The all world index just hit an all-time high along with the U.S. markets. Gold rose, and so did gold stocks. However, I'd like to point out that the GLD is still well below the 200-day moving average. And going back a week or so, the crude oil markets have dropped below the 200-day moving average. Looking at the screen, China is again selling U.S. treasuries as foreign central banks liquidate about $45 billion. This has been an ongoing theme. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet is rather hefty, and China in particular has been selling U.S. treasuries. And those that love Wall Street will be happy to know that the bonuses paid to many on Wall Street are rather substantial. In fact, they're up about 900% over the last three decades. So a lot of these bonuses are well in excess of what the annual income is for most people in the U.S., and that's just the way it is. So Wall Street people certainly are in a different category than most others. And Wolf Street, Wolf Richter, always has something interesting to say, and I frequent his site weekly. This is a very interesting article. I won't read the whole thing, but it's very interesting. The ECB is just ecstatic that they've seen a 12-month inflation rate reach 2%. But any inflation over time really, really does not benefit anybody. But that's not the belief of the Keynesians. They believe that a little inflation is really a good thing. It is not. And I won't go into that. If you're listening to me, you probably know why. And as we've often said on interviews and our writings, the debt bomb or the debt problem is a global problem. And this is just a headline here that the Canadians are certainly not exempted from the amount of debt that they hold in all levels, government, corporate, and individual debt. Their net worths are rising, according to Statistics Canada, the report. But nonetheless, the amount of debt held per household or debt-to-income ratio is increasing, as it is pretty much globally. And this is an interesting headline from Bloomberg. The only way to stop Indians buying gold, take away their cash. Well, it seems like that's something that the Indian government actually did, or at least the big notes, which really weren't that big relative to other currencies. Nonetheless, Modi did implement this, but with the cash they have, this is a society that understands fiat currencies and what happens, and their trust of government script is very low, and their trust of gold is very high, something that most of the world doesn't pay attention to outside of the gold bug community, but nonetheless, the facts are what the facts are. So this is a very interesting article put out by Bloomberg. And to wrap up with some silver news, First Majestic releases that fact that they are starting their repurchase program again. You can read this, something that they've done in the past. But a lot of times companies that see no better place to put their excess capital than buy back their own shares is something that you've seen again and again. A lot that are doing it on Wall Street really aren't doing it for that reason. In the case of First Majestic, I would believe that that is the reason, that they don't see any places to put their capital other than to reduce the shares outstanding by buying back their own shares. Very interesting article. And the silver market has been not as strong as the gold market since the announcement of the Fed funds increase. I do think that we're going to get a little bit more trial by fire to the downside, but that's something I will go into more depth for the website members.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.